and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
It's priceless at Mel's Tire, 720 KVOE live and local, 22 degrees now on our way to 52 before it's all said and done on this 27th day of the month of March, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Matt Howe. That means the 12th annual homemade pan-fried taco feed is on, and today is the day. Matt, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about the day to get it going and get these tacos selling.
All right. So what's kind of the last-minute prep list that you have to do between now and the official launch at 11 o'clock?
Finishing up, getting some signage out to bring guests in and showing them the way, because just as a reminder, we are kind of turning the entrances and exits around for this event. They're entering off of 15th and then exiting onto Merchant Street, so just reminding people of that, getting the right signs put out there for that, and other taco signs and arrows pointing the right way, getting the tables all set up inside just for, you know, getting our stations, our cook stations ready to go. Again, just reminding people that this is more of a drive-through kind of. Get in, you pull up, you get your ticket, and we'll run the tacos out to you. People can just stay in their car, and they don't even have to get out. And on a day like today, with it being, whatever, 23 degrees, it's going to be a cold start for us over there this morning.
Yeah, cold start, but not going to end up being too bad, and no wind really to deal with today, so that's a positive. And this is, by the way, at the Diddy Catholic Campus Center at 1415 Merchant Street, the 12th annual homemade pan-fried taco feed. So, Matt, if people haven't ordered, can they still do that today before they get there?
Yes, absolutely. But if they are calling today, they want to call the Diddy Catholic Campus Center. So that number is 620-343-6765. That way the phones will be ringing over there for us versus calling my office. But, yeah, they call the center, and they can leave their orders with Vicki at the front there, and she'll bring those back to us and get them added to our pre-order list. So we'll just add them to our list as it's growing. We have about 20 pre-orders as it is, so that's exciting to have people supporting us from the get-go.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. So what is on the menu here for today?
So, yeah, we still have our traditional tacos-only option, and generally the tacos are about $3 a piece, but we do a price break at two tacos for $5, six tacos for $15, and then a dozen for $30. But then we added the meal option this year, so you get two fried tacos with that, as well as you get two sides. You get a side of Mexican beans and a side of Mexican rice, and that meal option is $10, and I've had about half of my pre-orders be for the meal option, so that's good to have everybody supporting a new idea for us and see how it goes. But yeah, and of course, all tacos will probably have lettuce and cheese on them. As if somebody wants that, we're putting it on. If they don't want it, they can let us know. Okay. And then we have some salsa that we can put in there. We have an option of hot or mild salsa that we usually put a couple of those with, you know, one per couple tacos that they get. So that's the options for this year.
Well, let's talk about the proceeds and what this money is used for, Matt.
Yeah, again, the proceeds, big thing going to the support the athletic training students and the Master of Science and Athletic Training program that are putting in a lot of hours in the clinical settings. They're going to practices and games, and it's not always easy for them to have a job at the regular times because they're going to classes in the morning. So this scholarship helps them out, offset some of their costs. And then we also use money to send the students to professional development activities, like there might be conferences in Lawrence. This year they're going to go to New Orleans, and this helps pay the way because, again, they may not have the money for this, but it gives them a chance to experience what a professional conference is like. And this one, again, in New Orleans being the national level, can get pretty expensive for students if they had to come out of pocket for that. So we like helping them out and giving them an opportunity to learn and to network and just see what the next level is going to be about.
Matt, along those lines, how have you seen these professional networking and development opportunities help your students in years past?
Yeah, I mean, first thing is when they get to these conferences, there's always opportunities for them to sit in for interviews, chances that people might actually be hiring on the spot there, and they get a chance if they want to interview, if they're still not sure what they're going to be doing in the next year, or even if they're still a year away from graduating, they get a chance to kind of experience that and know, hey, I can look forward to these opportunities to interview and get the practice maybe of interviewing, but just getting to meet other people from other schools and finding out what other schools do or other professions are like, and maybe you know, get that opportunity to say, maybe I do want to be at the professional level and be with a professional team, or they want to stick with the high school level. It's just a chance for them to see and hear from different perspectives, so they can make a better informed decision for their future.
All right, it's going on starting at 11, the 12th annual homemade pan-fried taco feed, and we've been talking about the tacos and your options. We need to mention, these are really good. Okay, these really are special. So your options, 12 tacos, 6, 2, or 1. And then the meal option this year, 2 fried tacos with Mexican beans and rice, only $10. You can pre-order today by calling the Diddy Catholic Campus Center at 343-6765. So you'll have the arrows and the cones at the Diddy Catholic Campus Center, Matt, 1415 Merchant. We enter off 15th. Well, there'll be volunteers out there to kind of show us the way.
Yeah, there should be some volunteers. We'll have them in some orange vests, like a traffic-style vest, that they should be flagging you down. If I could hire a sign spinner, if I knew how to spin signs, I'd be out there spinning taco signs myself, but I'll probably be behind the fryer cooking. But, yeah, there will be some students, and there's probably going to be a tent set up towards the southwest corner of the Diddy parking area. And that way the students can be underneath that. But you look for the sign, of course the signs, but look for the tent, look for students with the orange jackets, and pulling on in all the way up to them. And then again, like I said, we'll be bringing the tacos out of the south end of the Diddy Center. So just trying to keep traffic moving through smoothly, hopefully, and in and out. That way we're not backed up, and we're trying to keep the parking lot clear for that event.
So if we haven't pre-ordered and we want to order when we get there, is that also acceptable?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, we get a lot of those walk-in type or drive-on up that they see the signage and they pull on in. They don't have to call in advance. Calling in advance today just kind of helps if they want to know, hey, I'm going to come get them at 5:30. But if they're there on the spot, we have the tacos ready to go, or can make them up pretty quickly for them. So, yeah, pull on in and make your order on the spot.
Are you going to have a lot of your athletic training students that are going to be helping out with the effort here, or you got kind of some shifts of those going on so that people can kind of meet and greet and kind of see where their money's going?
Yeah, it is a combination. We have students that are students that are in the program available today that are going to be helping out. We even have some undergraduate students who aren't quite in the program but are in the pipeline. They're going through the Health and Human Performance program, but they're also going to come in and help out. A lot of community members, too. This event can't be done with just a small group of people. It takes an army for this event, not only today, but the preparation. So a lot of people, and I'm sure I'll be hearing a lot of stories and looking forward to a lot of stories about people who knew Doc knew Marshall Havenhill, the team physician, Dr. Havenhill. I expect to hear those stories, and I like hearing those stories. It kind of keeps me energized to keep this event going.
Well, it's a great event, worthy cause, and we hope a lot of people show up because the pan-fried tacos are delicious and all going to help the students at Emporia State University in the athletic training program. Matt, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Matt.
I appreciate you guys very much for all this support.
You betcha. Have a good day. Good luck.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Matt Howe talking about the 12th annual homemade pan-fried taco feed going on 11 until 6:30, Diddy Catholic Campus Center.
And don't be surprised if things do shut down early, because this event typically sells out. So just letting you know.